So Eric put his finger on a very touchy subject there. What can Brazil make of this World Cup? And will everything be ready in time for the first match on Thursday? For that, I turn to two gentlemen who are keeping a close eye on this, the world's in-house soccer man, William Troop, and our man in Brazil, Tim Vickery, who covers South American soccer for the BBC. Tim, let me start with you. I'm assuming spectators will actually have seats in stadiums to watch their teams from once the matches get started. But what about this big transport strike today in Sao Paulo? People need to get to the games after all. What's going to happen with that?
It's moving into its fifth day. It's a pay dispute. This is vital to the success of the opening day of the World Cup, Sao Paulo hosting the game on Thursday. Now, Sao Paulo is a city that lives in gridlock. It has a subway system. The subway system will get you to the new stadium. You take that out and you're getting record traffic jam over 250 kilometres. So it's really not a good start for the World Cup in the city of Sao Paulo. And I think it illustrates one of the issues of investment in this World Cup. Remember the protest movement that flared up from nowhere last year during the Confederations Cup, the test event held a year before the World Cup.
Right.
The catalyst was demonstrations on poor quality public transport. And this was an issue that the people had been led to believe the World Cup would do a lot to improve, and it really hasn't delivered.
Let me turn to the world's William Troop. I mean, you're not just reporting on this, William. You're going to Brazil to attend some of the games. How is this going to affect you?
Well, I'm hoping that it won't. I'm trying to remain optimistic and keep things in perspective. A lot of Brazilian acquaintances that I have tell me, oh, don't worry, things will settle down once the tournament starts. The strikes that Tim has been talking about are of concern to me. In one city, in Recife, I need to get from the airport to the stadium, and that involves a subway or train ride out to the stadium. And I'm curious whether these kind of transport strikes are going to spread. But the thing that worries me the most, I have to say, is if there are large protests, and if, as has happened in recent weeks, the police join in striking during the World Cup, what's the security going to be like? I'm quite worried about that. If I have a challenge getting to the stadium, that's one thing. But if I encounter a big demonstration and the police are on strike, I'm feeling pretty insecure at that point.
Tim Vickery, break that down for us. Will these transport strikes spread? I mean, are they outside of Sao Paulo or is it just limited to Sao Paulo right now?
At the moment, Sao Paulo. But obviously, if workers elsewhere in Brazil see the Sao Paulo workers getting a good deal, then that's an incentive. And that is a concern for William with his CIFI, because the stadium, it's been built in the middle of nowhere. But at the moment, as it stands, that strike is limited to Sao Paulo.
And unpack the security situation, not just security around strikers, but also possible protests. And, you know, who's going to control the rowdy soccer crowds if that happens?
More than a police strike, I think some people are afraid of police brutality. Because again, when that thing flared up last year, the thing that really turned it from a relatively small demonstration into a national phenomenon was scenes of police brutality. Now, police have been joined by a military force to provide security for this tournament. They've received special training. We hope that they're less hot-headed, less authoritarian, but they will be tested. The task of the authorities is a very awkward one, I think, over the next few weeks, because with the eyes of the world upon them, on the one hand, they need to be seen to be preserving the right to protest peacefully. On the other, they really don't want these protests to interfere with the smooth running of the tournament.
William, when are you headed to Brazil? I mean, what kind of cushion are you going to get for Brazil to fix the things that are not right?
Well, I'm not heading down to Brazil for another couple of weeks. I'll be arriving when the second round starts. So I'm hoping that things are going to settle down a little bit.
Tim, what is your advice? I mean, U.S.-based soccer fans like William, they're one of the biggest groups of foreign visitors going to Brazil.
Indeed. My hunch is that people like William and 640,000 foreign fans from all over the world will sprinkle that fairy dust, the power of the event, the magic of the event. I think that once the ball gets rolling, I think the focus will be on the football. Two worries. One is what happens if Brazil are eliminated early. Usually, in that situation, millions switch off from the competition. If it happens this time, my fear is that disappointment with the team's performance will throw more fuel onto the fire of dissatisfaction with the way that the tournament has been organised. And the other thing is, even if it goes all right on the night, even if this is an absolute triumph on the field, off the field, I think a significant portion of Brazilian society will still come to the conclusion that they paid too much to host this event and didn't get enough back in return.
Well, let me just say, in the interest of social stability, go Brazil. Okay, so we're wringing our hands, perhaps justifiably, over transport strikes and protests. But what about the excitement, Tim, on this, the Monday of the opening week of the World Cup? Please give us some good news.
No, there's plenty of good news. I was at a game, Italy played a warm-up game against a Brazilian club side, Fluminense, yesterday. I called the game. This was in the city of Volta Redonda, which is maybe 2-3 hour ride outside Rio. And you felt some of that fairy dust scattering around that I referred to earlier on. And we're beginning to feel that in Rio as well. Lots of foreign tourists have already arrived, people wandering around in the shirt of their national team or draped in the flag of their nation. You know, people coming from Algeria, from South Korea, from Cameroon. And I think that there is going to be a really special atmosphere over the next few weeks. From a journalistic perspective, all of the protests only make it more fascinating because I think we're in the privileged position of watching a country change in front of our own eyes. The direction these changes are actually going to take, I think it's too soon to say. But from a journalist, I don't think you can go wrong, William.
I was going to say that I'm hoping for that fairy dust to fall on me when I get there.
Tim Vickery in Rio de Janeiro, who reports from Brazil for our partners at the BBC, and of course, our own in-house soccer fanatic, William Troop, special World Cup visa in hand for Brazil. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
My pleasure.